Hello, my friend. Welcome back to the Mindset Check podcast. This is your host, Misha McKittrick. This is a podcast where we believe that as you take time for a mindset check, you have more power than you think you do. And where we also believe that when we speak truth to our soul, when we're rocked by the energy of another person, we gain footing in our own power. That's what we're going to jump into in our shorter episode today. Before we get started, I wanted to give a shout out to our sponsor for this episode, Alley-Oop Trampolines. Alley-Oop really is the gold standard in transforming backyards. Alley-Oop trampolines have the most advanced performance and safety features of any trampoline on the market. So just wanted to say a huge thank you to them for sponsoring today's episode. And without any further ado, because this is one of our shorter episodes, let's just get right into it. There was a day when I walked into a gas station bathroom and I had been on a trip with people that I wasn't normally around. And I was really, really being affected by the energy of some of the people and one person in particular. And it was really kind of racking me, right? Like almost destroying who I was. What I didn't know back then, that I was allowing that, I was giving permission for that. But I didn't know that. And I walked into a gas station bathroom and there was this piece of paper that was just taped to the wall. It was the most beautiful quote. And the quote said, "It's a sign of unhealth when people talk more about the people that are not in the room than the people that are in the room." And it was like this piece of truth that was being spoken to my soul that I needed to hear wildly. And it reaffirmed to me that I wasn't crazy, and that this was happening, and it was a sign of unhealth. And it made me go like, okay. And sometimes when we're around people and their energy is affecting us and challenging our own energy, we need words of truth. We need something that will anchor us, that will help us to feel steady. Because we can be sort of tossed in the wind when we are not, you know, when we're not on that solid foundation of who we are. And so I hope that some of the things that I have to say to you in this short period of time can help you find that solidarity, can help you find that grounding and remind you of things that can help you see things straight and correctly. So the first thing that I want to point out is I mentioned to you that I was giving away my permission when I was allowing someone else's energy to affect mine. And that's a really important principle to start with, because the person that's in charge of your energy is you. People's energy around us can affect us, but it's very important for us to learn how, when we get thrown from our centered, or, you know, Brenda was calling it from our center channel, right? Last week, when we get thrown from that, that's ours to take care of. And we get to do whatever we need to do to come back into that. And so the number one thing that I say to myself when the energy of another person is throwing my own is a quote from a book that I don't exactly remember the name of, but I'm going to read the quote to you. It says, "When I'm in contact with another of a low vibration, breathe. Stay present to the truth of you and the truth of them. Stay connected to your power. Be in the highest vibration possible for you in that moment. You are not trying to change them. You're simply staying aware of and present to a higher level of consciousness. If you do this with absolute love in your heart, absolute acceptance of what is, you stay in the moment, stay in your power with them, and they begin to find their way to a higher vibrational frequency. You are not trying to change them. You are staying in your power." I love this quote because it reminds me of all the things that I need to be reminded of when I'm in it. And it especially reminds me that if I remain in a high vibration, then I really am doing the very best for the person that I'm struggling with, because I'm allowing them access into that. If that's something that they can step into, I'm inviting them into that space. Does that make sense? So that's a quote I love to say to myself, and I love to ask, what is mine? And to stay true to who I am. So when I ask myself, what is mine? It's kind of an interesting thing that you have to navigate to say, like, do I even need to be involved in this? Is this something that is outside of my circle of concern, right? Sometimes no matter what you do, you're not going to affect someone else. And even if it's someone that's really, really close to you, you have to ask, is it mine to do? Because they might not even be in a position to hear you. And again, it's not really your job to fix them. Can you love them into a different space? Sure. Can you help them come into something different? Yes. But there is something interesting inside of that, because if you do that over and over and that becomes a pattern, then the other person isn't being responsible for their energy, right? In the way that they need to be holding themselves. They're relying on you to do that for them. So that's something that we also just have to kind of like be really careful in our navigating. Another thing around the idea of, do I need to be involved? A lot of times we can get wrapped up in other people's thoughts about who we are. And that's a really tricky thing, because energy is real. We can feel it. I love the book Letting Go. It talks about how pretend that other people can hear what you're thinking about them, because they can. They can feel the feelings, right? They can't hear the words, but they can feel the feelings of what you're feeling about them. And so be mindful. Pretend everybody can hear what you feel about them, and you'll live differently, quite honestly. But not everybody has the same training. And so other people are living, and they might be judging you or criticizing you or doing things to you, not even outwardly, but inwardly. And that is so terrible when you can feel that. It's just like completely terrible. But sometimes it's really freeing to understand that it's not about you. Like, even though they're making it about you, it's really about them in their experience, right, that they're having. So really allowing and letting other people to have their own experience is what is yours to do. It's important to know that if somebody else is having their experience about you, it's not your business. But if your own experience is about them having an experience about you, that's completely your business, and you got to let it go. That's your business to let go of and let them have their experience. Because what can really happen when you zoom out is that they are having the same type of experience judging you or criticizing you. And they do that not just to everybody on the outward periphery of their life, but they do it to themselves. They're judging or criticizing themselves on a higher level than they will ever judge or criticize you. And if you've ever really been able to get into the mind of someone that is happening for, what really is there for them is compassion, trying to really understand them. And so even though you're feeling judgment or criticism from them, what they might need to feel from you more than anything is love, because that in turn teaches them how to replace those feelings. It creates a possibility in the realm of what's real for them, right? Because most of the time people that go around judging and criticizing, they get that back. And if you give them back love, then you're giving them a possibility. You're showing them that there's a different reality that they can check into. I love the quote that says, the moment you realize someone's behavior has more to do with their internal struggle than it does with you, you learn grace. When we can look at someone's background and what they've been taught, what they've been, you know, shown and modeled, what they've been given in the way of understanding and the way that they approach the world from their upbringing and the people around them, and we can kind of zoom out, we really are just left with compassion, which is such a beautiful, beautiful thing, because we can really make it about loving them and not about them judging us. It's the best and beautiful, most beautiful way to flip it. let other people have their own experience. And if it comes to you to help them, or to, if they ask you questions or somehow you're involved in loving them into a different space, great. But your job is not to fix them. That was a big one for me to need to learn. So I really love that question to sit back and ask, what is mine? Do I really actually need to be involved? And you know, that question changes when it's someone that's in your life, but not your home. But it also wildly changes when it's someone that you share space with, right? Even if it's someone temporarily that you're sharing space with. So sometimes I highly recommend, you know, taking breaks. Like, I remember going for a walk with a friend, and she was like, so wrapped up that there was going to be this family holiday and she was going to need to be around her father-in-law for extensive periods of time. And it was just too much for her, you know? And so she was asking and searching for, like, what was she going to be able to do? And we talked through ways that she was going to be able to stay in her power, to take breaks, to remind herself of who she is. And honestly, I told her, get some passion flower extract because it helps you relieve temporary stress, and it's just a natural thing. And so sometimes when moments are temporary like that, it's a really great solution. And so it's just really important to step back and to decide what you need to be a part of. We don't need to be a part of a lot of things that we're a part of. And that's important for me to remember when energy of others challenges my own. And then the other thing that I really love is just staying true to myself, staying true to who I am. And who I am is not dependent of who I'm around. Who I am is not negotiable. And this is not in a trailblazing way, like, you know, get out of my way, I'm being me kind of a thing. It's in a noble, respectful, solid way that I can still remain and be who I am regardless of who you're being. One thing I really love that I heard Brené Brown say once is she was talking to, I don't know, a talk show host or of some kind. They were interviewing her, and she had come upon all of this fame through her research and her books and, you know, a lot of people. And there were a lot of voices in her life that were trying to reach her. And she ended up writing 5 names on a square, tiny square white piece of paper that she kept in her wallet. And any time that she got thrown by all of these opinions, these outside sources, she would pull that piece of paper out and read the 5 names that were written on this white piece of paper. And these were the names whose opinions of her mattered to her. And everybody else, as long as she was doing right by those people, she could let go of the opinions of other people. And I thought that was really, really important, because we really do get so wrapped up in it, and it ties into all of the things that I'm talking about. What is mine, and staying true to who you are, and, you know, being intentional of being aware of other people's background and their experience and allowing them to experience life. And hopefully they get to experience something different because they get to witness you being different. And if we're trying to fix them, or if we're getting annoyed and really super affected by them, that's not going to help them. That only perpetuates what their experience is more and more and more. And so it helps to remain in high vibration, to remain in good feelings, to use tricks that Brenda taught us, right? The zip up and the great big sort of arms circling around you and pulling your energy into your chest. I literally just had a friend come to my door, and she brought me bread, and she's a neighbor of mine, but she's also doing my Heart Sync course. And she said, Mish, you know, she brought the bread for different reasons for my son. But she also said, I wanted to tell you that all of these changes that are happening inside of me. And she was describing becoming more solidified. She was less responsive with her kids. She was, you know, she found more patience, all of these things that she was able to feel more gathered. She was more solid in who she is. And when you're more solid in who you are, it's a lot easier to stay in your energy and to stay in who you're being, regardless of what other people are doing. It really helps you stay true to who you are. All right, so I'm going to read the quote to you again because I think it's worthy of hearing a second time. And I want you just to feel and process all of the levels that are set inside of this quote, the advice, the things to do, and where you get to remain. It says, "When I'm in contact with another of a low vibration, breathe. Stay present to the truth of you and the truth of them. Stay connected to your power. Be in the highest vibration possible for you in that moment. You're not trying to change them. You are simply staying aware of and present to a higher level of consciousness. If you do this with absolute love in your heart, absolute acceptance of what is, you stay in the moment. You stay in your power with them. They will begin to find their way to a higher vibrational frequency. You are not trying to change them. You are staying in your power." I hope that these reminders help you when you feel wildly thrown or affected by the energy of other people. And most of all, I hope that you can see that it is within your power. It's completely possible for you to stay true to who you are, regardless of what is going on around you. And I hope that in that you can see that you have more power than you think you do. I hope you love this episode. If you did, share it with someone. I'm going to leave you with a quote from Nanka Hoffman. She said, "You can't control how other people receive your energy. Anything you do or say gets filtered through the lens of whatever they are going through at the moment, which is not about you. Just keep doing your thing with as much integrity and love as possible." Until next time, my friend.